for everyone, if that's okay. What I want to do, let's see if I can do this. Okay, so it would be track 8. This is a 1-minute barn burner from the likes of the great band, the Beelines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I think it's this one. Okay, so this is the Beelines, and I'm gonna put it right there. If it'll let me. God, would you get out of here, you stupid SoundCloud? Good, there we are. All right, everyone's happy, aren't we? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, it's okay, this one. Okay, let's hope it's this one. This is Beelines from the Bloodstains across British Columbia. We don't have the 7-inch right now, but that's okay. Because the Beelines have a little tune on the 7-inch called It Rains, and I cannot wait to end the show with this. I'll see you later.
Georgia Strait, CITR 101.9 FM, Boutique Empire, and the Biltmore Cabaret are proud to present the Sex with Strangers CD Release Party, Thursday, April 14th. Local legends Sex with Strangers want to celebrate their latest release, Frontier Justice, with you. Yes, you. Joining in the party will be Run with the Herd and Joyce Collingwood, plus the world premiere of The Controlling Boyfriends and DJ sets by Guilty About Girls. How, oh how can I be a part of this, you're wondering? Well, advance tickets are available at Zulu, Red Cat, Neptune, and online at ticketweb.ca. Doors at 8, show at 9. Don't miss the Sex with Strangers CD release party, Thursday, April 14th at the Biltmore Cabaret.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Amanda's Cabinet on this. Oh, I'm tired. Out of breath. I ran up the stairs and it was like the most exercise I've gotten all week, and now I'm really out of breath. But the bonus point is I'm now done all my exercise for the week, so I don't have to do anything any more moving. But I was saying today is Monday. This is Amanda's Cabinet. And this is your host, me. My name is Alex. I sit in this booth here talking about random things. And in addition to talking about random things, I play awesome music, which is super cool. So we're going to start this this show today by a couple of local acts that I wanted to see this weekend, but for whatever reason, I couldn't. So on Friday, the Crystal Swells were playing at Zoo Shop, but that was an early show that I missed out. I was like, nuts. I really like them. Oh, sorry. And on Friday, Wizards were playing at the Cobalt, and Wizards are sweet. They dress up in, like, these wizard outfits, and they got, like, glow sticks, and they play, like, dancey synth punk, I guess. I don't know if you want to call them that. But anyway, they're really good. So we're going to start with a track from Wizards, and they're, you know, local jam. Check out their MySpace for, like, all sorts of pictures of dudes dressed up as wizards playing instruments. But this is for Aim for the Ground and Miss by the Wizards. And yeah, check it out. I hope everyone enjoys it. We'll be right back. last track we heard was by the Crystal Swells, Mellow Californian. So, let's see. Wizards here, they're currently a four-piece crew, but I think their first show in Victoria, February... I'm confused. They've been a five-piece group for a while now, for at least about a month now. They just recently played at the Cobalt, like I was saying. I missed them. Super Swell, they came second in Shindig, and when I saw them at the final, Crystal Swells came in third in Shindig, and the O'Wells won. This was way back in December, just this past year. And yeah, actually, Wizards, I got whiplash from seeing them, from bobbing my head way too hard with their to their awesome beats. And I had one of those nice person arguments with one of the dudes from them. I don't know if it's, they all have funny names like Grandmar, Nintendor Wiz, Farrowbear of the Forest, and Voltus called Lord Eldemort. I don't know which one I was chatting with. But we had one of those arguments where it's like, you're awesome. And he's like, no, you're awesome. And I'm like, no, you're awesome. And like neither of us was willing to accept that we were awesome. It was just kind of like a no, you're awesome. And in the end, I think I was just like, okay, I'll be awesome. Anyway, so super nice dudes. I thoroughly recommend you check them out. If I wasn't sleeping Saturday night, because I'm cool like that, then I probably would have been there getting more whiplash at their show. But moving on, so those are just two things, and I had to play them. Well, I didn't have to, but I felt bad that I missed them. And to other people who are just randomly listening, or to my hardcore devoted fans, which I think there's like three of you out there. I make my best friend from Toronto listen, and so I know he's like a dedicated fan because I made him listen. But for everyone else who's in Vancouver and lives here, check them out. Wizards, Crystal Swells, those are some good acts. And I'm going to try over the summer when school ends to just try to include more local Vancouver acts that are really worth going to check out that you might not know of. But moving on, we're going to take it super proggy now because we did a little bit of dancing and a little bit of garage punk. And we are going to Lava OXC. This is a prog band from China, and they're super cool. They released an album called Next Episode, Lord Smart vs. Dr. Jin, and they're really good. They're, straight up prog. They sing. They have some vocals, which are done in English with this Chinese accent, like, obviously, but it's actually quite well done. It's really good. I thoroughly recommend it. This is the track. It's called track 10, or at least as far as the copy I have just has track 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This is track 10, the last track. And yeah, the band is Lava OXC. So check it out. Should be good. I enjoyed it. Hope you do too. We'll be right back.
what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Okay, so yes, that was check out the UBC for those who are interested in the goings on of this fine academic institution. For those who aren't so inclined, you by no stretch are you forced to read it. But so Lava OXC, they're from Hefei, China. Hefei. I don't know how to pronounce it. their most recent album, which that wasn't it, actually next up, Lord Smart versus Dr. Jin came out a couple years ago. Their most recent one, I think, is called Heavy Metal Rock is the Best Music, and that's actually free. You can download that free off their MySpace. Just find it, search around. In terms of other information about them, it's kind of hard because I don't read any sort of Chinese dialect, and I'm not sure if it's Mandarin or Cantonese. Neither of them would help me, though. But anyway, so I don't know anything about this band other than they released an album, and they play prog rock, and they're from China. It's a three-piece. They've got the same picture all over MySpace and, like, Last.fm, and they look pretty intense. I like to play a game sometimes where I look at a band picture and I try to decide which one's the guitarist, which one's the bassist, like which one's the drummer, depending on how they look. And it's this fully judgmental game, but I think it's really funny. So I've got bets. I'm looking at the picture right now. I've got bets which one is the guitarist, the bassist, and the drummer. So anyway, that's just a fun game I like to play. And, if anyone else wants to play that game, feel free to call in and be like, hey, this is what I thought. Anyway, moving on from that, next thing I've got going on, the man from RavCon is an artist. He released, a group of people released the album Everything is Golden. This came out 2010, and this is the title track from that album. It is stellar. Awesome album. Everyone should listen. Everyone should and will enjoy. Check it out. The man from RavCon. Everything is golden. And that was, as I had said before, The Man from RavCon, off his 2010, late 2010 release, Everything is Golden. He's released two albums right now. This is all the dude, Mike Brown, is the man behind it. So yeah, it's like kind of instrumentally, well actually super instrumentally because there's no vocals, but kind of surfy, very cool, very ambient, very visual stuff. I really like it. I recommend people check it out. And I especially like the, I don't know if you can really hear this in your radios, you know, it's just blasting out, but the surf sounds, like the you know, the waves crashing and the birds, like the and then like the ka-ka, ka-ka, you know, I really like that. I really like it when you go up, you know, when there's someone who's trying to nap and you're like, oh, I'll make soothing ocean noises for you. And they're all like, yay, everyone likes soothing ocean noises. And you start with like, ka-ka, ka-ka! You just scare the shit out of them. I did that once to a woman with a gun. And luckily, she didn't shoot me. But I was pretty scared shitless when she suddenly woke up from her nap and aimed the gun at me. And I was like, ah! So that was my lesson, never to scare the crap out of a sleeping girl who's holding a gun. Granted, that's one of those things that most people would just know, but I had to find out the hard way. So next up on our... on my magical journey that lasts for another 27 minutes, is to tell you what's going on. And what's going on is that if you're listening, then you're listening to me right now. And this is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Mantis Cabinet, the show right now. Usually, mostly a prog show. But I have been known to stick my fingers into other pies, especially apple pie. I like apple pie. So we're going up next, and we're kicking it a little Canadian, a little old school, and a little folky, although not too old school. And this is the first two tracks, because the first one's 30 seconds, and it's stellar, off Apostle of Hustles Eats Darkness, their most recent album. I believe it's most recent album. I actually went to see them live in T-Dot a while back, a couple years ago, when they were touring for this, and they were really good live, super good. Unfortunately, the show was in had a lot of seating, like it was in this church and everyone was sitting, so no one was really like dancing or whatnot, which is kind of like meh. But they were, you know, super stellar live, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And this is the first two tracks off that album. So I hope everyone enjoys them. And yeah, let's go.
Incredible fact about snakes is that... they got both boy and girl reproductive parts. That's why a person can't be trusted. You say they're a snake. Who could trust a bitch that could literally go fuck herself?
Forward. Easy speaks to me. Little warlord. Easy.
like I said, that was a Positive Hustle off their album. So I'm not sure when that album came out, at least a couple years ago. It's been a while. I don't think they've released anything else since then, but as far as I know, these got members from Broken Social Scene as like a side project. And on their website, they have no upcoming shows, which is kind of unfortunate. But then again, they're from Toronto, and it's cold, and no one wants to move in Toronto. Which is fine, because no one likes to move in the cold. And I really don't blame them for not wanting to carry all their gear out. And then Toronto's just depressing. You know that Toronto has the highest depression rate of any city in Canada? You know why? Because it's bleak and ugly. I'm sorry for all you Toronto lovers out there. But that's why I'm not there. And I'm back here. But this isn't a show about how much I hate Toronto. This is a show about music. Awesome music at that. So, that was a Positive Hustle. I really like them. They're super sweet. Also, like, all three of their albums sound a little bit different. Folkloric feel, National Anthem out of Nowhere, and Eats Darkness are just three radically different albums, which are really cool. And Eats Darkness has a lot of, like, really catchy tracks. Like Easy Speaks, Soul Unwind, How to Defeat an Enemy Stronger Than Yourself. Lots of good stuff. Thoroughly recommend it. They're Canadian, you know, Broken Social Scene, so good stuff. So moving on, I've got band Snowmobile just released an album, Empty Rooms, I believe. Yes. And this is the title track off that tune. It's a little bit longer of a track. It's a title track off that album. It's a little bit of a longer tune, but really good stuff. Kind of very, like, dark, expansive, musical flavorings. Good stuff. Snowmobile, which is also, for those who didn't know, a vehicle used to go over snow. That's why it's called, like, Snowmobile, like a mobile type of thing. Words can be very illuminating and very uncreative, too, at the same time. Like Snowmobile. Anyway, I'm going to shut up now. Empty Rooms, Snowmobile. Check it. Thank you.
Six Kingdom. Big time racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
And I'd just like to remind everyone, in case they didn't know, you are listening to, and I also just like saying this, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, because I get to put on this, like, this radio announcer voice, which is kind of cool. Like, I have my normal voice, and I have the, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver voice, and it's just kind of cool that I get to say that. Anyway, but that's just me, and that makes me a little happy. Snowmobile, these guys are from, and I'm going to quote this on their MySpace because it's awesome, Wales. So that's where they're from. I think the Wales in United Kingdom, like, quite close to England, that's spelt with one A, but these guys are from somewhere spelt with, like, five A's. So I think it's a little bit further than Wales. It's like, Wales. Like, you need to really yell. You really need to wail. Ha! 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 Wow, I'm terrible. I'm going to make it up to everyone for that joke by saying you can actually download their last two albums for free off their MySpace. Just, like, Google Snowmobile Music MySpace. You'll find it, like, add something like experimental or ambient or whatever. And yeah, you can download all their albums off Mediafire. Super sweet. I recommend it. Just like, you know, just so you can be able to tell your friends, you know, this sweet prog band that no one else knows of. Just for your street cred. And also, you know, it's good to support these bands that that need the supporting. And, you know, fully, when they're going to give you a stellar album for free, you know, you may as well freaking take it. It ain't going to kill you. So, what am I got now? I got a little bit more time. The next track I'm going to play is by Cabanajack. I can't even pronounce it. I don't even know it off the top of my head. But the song is called I Am a Tree. I think it's Cabanajack. Or something. I'm gonna figure it out. I found it. Cabanajack. Cabanajack. Really cool stuff. Really cool stuff. So this is a track, I'm a Tree, and we're gonna listen to it, and that should be almost it, depending on how long it is. Alright, I'm a Tree. Cabanajack.